Today on the Camo Ag Report, we'll be talking gardening. First, Tim Baker from University of Missouri Extension has a helpful tip. Then Sherry with Springwater Greenhouse will tell us some good items to be planting early in your garden.
Here's a horticulture tip from University of Missouri Extension. When planting your vegetable garden this spring, be sure to allow for plenty of sunlight. If your garden gets partial shade, plant leafy vegetables in the shadier areas. They need at least 6 hours of good sunlight to do well. Other vegetables, such as tomatoes, squash, eggplant, and peppers, need at least 10 hours of full sun. Be sure to plant them in the parts of your garden that get the most sunlight. This has been Tim Baker with a horticulture tip from University of Missouri Extension.
Okay, today I'm with Sherry Hacker with Springwater Greenhouse and Landscaping here in Marshall. Sherry, I know this has been an unusual year, cold, wet, damp, all of the above. What are some things that folks can already be putting in the ground, and give us an idea of maybe other items, how long they should wait on popular items?
Okay, the things you can put in the ground right now, is, if we're talking about gardening, is we could do potatoes, onions, and our cold crops, which would be like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower. Any of those could go in right now. Probably tomatoes and peppers were probably 2 weeks out. We would like the ground temperature probably be closer to 60, 55 to 60. I think right now we're at about 50, so a little warmer. And then as far as annual flowers right now, pansies are the best thing, or any type of perennial. Creeping phlox is blooming right now. If you can find daffodil bulbs or daffodils up, that would be something you could put out. And then again, our last frost date typically is May the 15th. So we would like to wait as far as planting geraniums and anything like that in the ground. But I always tell people a pot on the front porch can easily be moved inside if you pick a small one, or covered up. But that's kind of what I would do now, is I just like a little pop of color. So I usually do a pot on my front porch that I can move in and out if we get below freezing.
Here at Springwater, you have already all set for whenever the weather does turn.
Yes, we actually have most of our perennials are in, and we're keeping them with just a little bit of heat on just to keep them looking good. We have herbs, tomatoes, everything is in. It's just a little early for some things right now.
I understand that next year is going to be a big year for you, number 25, right, that you've been in business, and we're going to have to come back and do a special report next year.
Yep, it's 25. I don't know how I feel. I mean, I feel glad that I've been 25 years successful, but it kind of makes me feel old.
Oh, no, we're all getting older, Sherry, but I tell you what, we're still going, and I look forward to many more visits with you here at Springwater, and again, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Larry, and I just want to say, you know, I know we couldn't have done it without the great support of the community, and, you know, advertising on KMMO has also been very helpful, so thank you guys as well.
Thank you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Schmidt.